This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The Obama administration has chosen a new head of the glitch-plagued healthcare.gov website, Kurt Delbin. He's a former Microsoft executive who used to run the company's Microsoft Office division. So for some, Delbin's appointment represents the kind of recruitment from the private sector that should have happened a long time ago. Then again, Microsoft isn't the healthiest tech company at the moment. The Verge's Adrian Jeffries.
I mean, you could make an easy joke that Microsoft Office is an expensive and bloated product, which is sort of the problem with healthcare.gov.
But Jeffrey says Delbin will bring an important outside perspective, and as the replacement for Jeff Zients, who came most recently from a shining example of tech innovation called the Office of Management and Budget, Delbin brings something very important that wasn't there before.
There were 55 contractors involved. There were a bunch of different government agencies and a bunch of people at those government agencies that were sort of responsible for bits and pieces, but nobody was really standing up and taking responsibility for the whole thing.
Adrian Jeffries of the website The Verge.